Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3 en hierdie is jou misdaadverslag saam met kaptein Dave Miller. Captain, how are you today?
Pietra, I'm doing very, very well and yourself, thank you.
I'm fine, thank you. We're Great. Talking about the use of drones in and around airports.
Yes. So, we have the BRICS Summit, which will be coming up recently.
Yeah.
As well as not just with the BRICS Summit, but we've also got various events that happen around the country. People like to use drones and fly them. And you've got hobbyists that fly drones. You have professional people that fly drones. And then we have a group of... let's call them less scrupulous persons that fly their drones as well.
Hobby drone flyers.
Well, the hobby drone flyers are still relatively all right. They usually understand what the law says with regards to when you can and cannot fly your drone. Mm. The sort of the small drone that you buy from a smaller sort of outlet, the Chinese stores and places like that and game. They don't really have such a large radius that they can fly around, and they are restricted to certain heights. The problem is the people that are trying to use their drones for purposes that they're not supposed to be used for.
Okay,
So there's a ton of literature available on the internet with regards to what the rules and regulations are, where you can and where you cannot fly. Just as a general rule of thumb, within any aerodrome, Air Force Base, within any airport, it is a radius of approximately 10 kilometers from the center point of the runway.
Okay.
That no drones, so there's also a difference between authorized and unauthorized drones. So no unauthorized drone may be flown within that area there. So there's a set of rules and regulations that need to be followed in order for you to be able to fly your drone in that area. Yeah. So let's say as a production company, you have a assignment that is going on and you happen to be in Pier van Reinerveld.
Yes.
Pier van Reinerveld falls within that 10-kilometer radius of a no-fly zone for drones.
Okay. Yeah.
It doesn't mean you cannot fly your drone there. You cannot use your equipment. It means you have to make sure that you get authorization to be able to fly that drone in that area. Okay. So we need to distinguish as well between authorized and unauthorized. There's also an obligation on the person who sells a drone to inform you of the rules and regulations with regards to what you can and cannot do.
Yeah.
So like I said, there's a lot of literature available on the internet. There is a draft policy with regards to offenses that you can be found guilty of if you're flying your drone in an unauthorized area or you're flying an unauthorized drone in an area that you're not allowed to be flying it. As well as also remember, you've got to look at it from the point of view, just general privacy of your neighbors. A lot of these drones are equipped with, even the cheaper drones are equipped with very, very good cameras.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, I can be flying my drone in my backyard and I can be spying on my neighbor. You know, so that also needs to be looked at.
Who gives the authorization?
So it depends on where you are and all those kind of things. Generally speaking, it will be through the aviation authorities.
Okay.
Let's say, for example, we can use Waterkloof Air Force Base as an example. So me as a police officer, I am going to execute an operation where I'm going to utilize a drone as part of my operation.
Yes.
I'm talking about a law enforcement environment. I will then approach the Air Force Base and communicate with them and say, this is what I have to do. And through the different channels, I will then go and do it.
Okay.
From a private person's capacity, they will then need to apply through the Civil Aviation Authority. So they need to know about it. And part of that application, let's say you are at a strategic installation or you are near a police station or you are near any national key point or anything like that, those persons need to be informed and they have to either give authority to say yes, they can fly or no, they cannot fly.
Okay, that's good.
So the obvious thing as well, also remember with aircraft in the air. You know, everybody looks at a drone and they go, oh, but this drone is only so small and this and that. Remember when that aircraft is flying at X amount of speed and there's that collision in midair, it can have catastrophic consequences.
Okay, yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay. Yes. So lastly, just please, if you have a drone, make sure you're conversant with all the rules and regulations, where you can fly it, where you can't fly it.
Mm.
There is a distinction between a hobby drone, people that use drones for professional purposes, law enforcement purposes. You need to make sure that you're conversant with what you can and cannot do. And obviously be responsible with the drone.
Thanks so much, Captain.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Be safe. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.